在同学眼里，你是异类，因为他们不懂你的执着。在同事眼里，你很高傲，因为他们不懂你的追求。在生活眼里，你很沉默，因为他们不懂你的力量。但这些不懂又能怎样？不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。
Two women and their dogs have been rescued after being lost at sea for 5 months.
A serious flaw in the design of Intel's chips where
U.S. cities seeking to bid for Amazon's
quantum computers
delicate software.
瞎说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Hello everybody, once again welcome back to 瞎说英文晨读。 This is 夏鹏。Today we're going to talk about the news of the most expensive city live in the world as an expat, which is Hong Kong.
今天呢我们给大家讲解的这一则新闻呢是谈论世界上最贵的作为外派务工人员要去工作的这个城市，那么就是在香港。具体新闻的内容怎样呢，我会先给大家做一遍朗读这则新闻。如果你想看到新闻的原文呢，可以跳转到我们微信的小程序下说英文晨读。而且在这款小程序当中，大家可以加入我们的万人晨读群，以及呢可以去练习自己的发音，这是一款可以帮助你去提升发音的小程序。与此同时，我们在喜马拉雅上的跟发音相关的课程下说英文暴虐晨读版仍然在火热的发售。 So if you would like to improve your English pronunciation and your reading skills, you can try to subscribe it. Alright, so without further ado, I'm going to read the news for you. Are you ready? Let's go. Hong Kong is back in top spot as the most expensive city to live in the world as an expat, according to research. The city of skyscrapers had dropped to second place last year behind Luanda, the capital of Angola.But it now heads the Asia-dominated list again, according to the 24th Annual Cost of Living Survey carried out by advisory firm Mercer. The survey covers costs ranging from housing and clothes to bread and beer. OK, 那么文章听完了，我们就带着大家一起来过一下。第一句话， Hong Kong is back in top spot as the most expensive city to live in the world as an expat, according to research.开头的主语呢就是我们非常熟悉的城市香港， Hong Kong is back, 啊，它回归了，开始回来了。回到什么地方呢？ In top spot 表示的意思就是回到第一位，回到最高位。 Top spot means number one or ranked number one, 啊，在第一位的这样的一个位置， top spot。 Top 这个词呢不仅可以表示在顶层或者是顶端，啊，它经常可以表示首位的意思。举一个例子，我们经常讲叫 top priority, priority 表示首要的这个重要性，那么 top priority 就是在重要当中的重要，就是首要的最关键的 top priority. And also we were going to say this guy is a top gun, this guy is a top dog, 啊，不管是讲 top gun 还是 top dog 就表示他是一个顶级的人物。那我们讲这个东西非常的好啊，我们可以说 This machine is top notch, notch, N-O-T-C-H, 啊，表示最高的一个刻度，也是顶级的。所以这个 top 经常啊在比喻含义当中都可以表示最高级的。所以这个 top spot 就表示第一位的意思。 As the most expensive city live in the world, 在世界上居住最贵的这个城市。As an expat, expat 这个单词表示的意思呢就是我们说的叫外派人员。注意千万不要跟期待那个单词搞混了，期待的那个单词当中有个 k sound 是 expect, 而这个词是 expat, expat。这个词呢其实是一个简写啊，它的原型呢是 expatriate, 怎么拼的呢？ E-X-P-A-T-R-I-A-T-E, expatriate.And for expatriate, it means people who work overseas were being assigned to different places rather than its own countries. And this kind of people are also called assignee, 啊，被派出去的外派人员。所以呢，简称，因为 expatriate 这个词的确读起来比较的难啊，写起来呢字母也比较多，所以简称呢就是 expat。那在读的时候一定不要加一个可，否则呢它就是期待那个词了， expect. So let's try these two words twice.啊，我们来试一下这两个词啊。首先我说期待这个词是什么呢？ expect, expect, right? But if we're gonna say 外派人员 the assignee, then it's expat, 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 啊，直接就是 expat, 啊，那它的原型就是 expatriate, 好，那我们再来往下看。这则消息的来源呢，后面跟了一下叫 according to research,、啊、根据这样的一个研究。那么 research 这个词呢，我们也以前提过，如果你讲的是美式英语做名词 ,research 应该读成 research。But if you're speaking British accent, then it's research. 重音呢还是在第二个音节，跟这个研究作为动词是一样的读法。OK, 那我们再来看一下文章的第二句，主要讲这个香港啊，它是什么样的一个情况。The city of skyscrapers had dropped to second place last year behind Luanda, the capital of Angola. The city of skyscrapers 其实就是惯用表达讲 Hong Kong,、啊、香港呢被称作为叫做摩天大楼林立的城市。The city of skyscrapers. Skyscraper, 我们可以把它翻成叫做摩天大楼。So, actually, this is a nickname for Hong Kong, the city of skyscrapers. So next time, if you're going to introduce Hong Kong to other people, or if you're going to take test in IELTS or TOEFL, asking you to talk about a city, you can talk about Hong Kong. So the first time when you mention Hong Kong, you can say directly the name Hong Kong. And second time when you do it, you can use a synonym to replace it.Also known as the city of skyscrapers, 叫做摩天大楼林立的城市、啊、那么注意一下这个单词在读的时候不要读成 skyscraper,、啊、在这里 C 呢它虽然是 K 这个声音但是呢不送气读的时候是 skyscraper, 你要往这个上面稍微发一点 skyscrapers, had dropped to second place last year, 在去年呢它跌到了第二位那么跌它用的一个词叫 dropped, 前面呢就回到了第一位用的一个词呢叫 back,那么去年的第一位到底是谁呢？他用了一个 behind 来表示了一下这个位置，叫 behind Luanda, the capital of Angola, 是安哥拉的这个首都啊，叫卢安达 Luanda, the capital of Angola, the capital 表示的意思就是首都。然后在读的时候注意呢 ，the capital of 有一个连读的现象 ，the capital of Angola, 重音 Angola, 安哥拉重音落的第二个音节 Angola。OK, 那么再来往下看又讲到了今年的情况 But it now has the Asia dominated list again 那么这一次呢它又是名列整个这个 expat 整个外派人员名单啊亚洲是统领了而且呢它是在这个亚洲统领的这个名单当中又位居了首位位居首位前面我们刚才讲的叫 in top spot and now there's another word for it means head、啊、head 这个地方在这里做动词表示率领带领领先拔得头筹、啊、has the Asia dominated list dominate 这个词表示主流或者是占据主要地位、啊、它来自于动词 dominate 那 Asia dominated list means the list is full ofAsian cities, 全部基本上都是亚洲的城市。For example, let's say Hong Kong, Tokyo, Beijing, Shanghai, whatsoever. So the so-called Asia dominant list includes a lot of Asian cities and they are quite expensive for an expat to live. This is what we call the Asia dominated list.那么这个数据又是谁来的啊？后面又跟的是一个 according 表示的是引出的数据的来源。According to the 24th annual cost of living survey carried out by advisory firm Mercer. 那么这样的一个数据的报告呢是根据第24次每年的这个年度生活成本的普查。Annual 表示的意思就是每年年度的 cost of living 固定的搭配讲的就是生活成本 Of course we can say living cost and also we can say cost of living 都是没有问题的那么 survey 表示的意思就是调查或者是普查后面跟的 carried out 做的是一个被动做后置定语表示是谁来执行的这样的一个 survey我们一般情况下呢在很多写作的时候为了去引述这个 survey 是谁做的啊也都会在后面用这个 carried out 来做后置的定语来修饰这个 survey。By advisory firm, Mercer, 是 Mercer 这一家咨询公司。那么咨询公司呢有几种讲法你可以说叫 consulting firm, and also you can say advisory firm. Advisory 这个单词来自于 advice, 表示的意思是给建议。那么 advisory 我们可以把它翻译成为叫做咨询的。Then advisory firm, we can translate that into Chinese as 咨询公司。那我们再来看最后的结尾来讲一下这个 survey 是怎么样去安排它的调研。The survey covers costs ranging from housing and clothes to bread and beer. 那么这样的一个 survey 它覆盖了用一个词叫做 cover, 而后面呢实际跟了它的一个相关的搭配就是 ranging from, 就是从什么地方到什么地方。当然你也可以用 including, 也没有问题。你可以说 the survey covers costs including, 啊或者是 ranging from。 这两个词呢都是可以用作来表示列举的这样的一些词汇。那么它包含的成本有哪些呢？我们来看一看。第一个是 housing 啊， housing 呢就是住房的成本。比如说你要去 you need to rent a room, you need to rent a flat or apartment, then it's housing. And then clothes, 你要穿衣服，对吧？所以衣食住行当中这个 housing and clothes 是一个应该来能概括咱们中文经常讲的这个衣食住行。当然你如果把这个 accommodation and food, 你也可以把它涵盖进去，把这个衣食住行的概念都给它补齐。另外我们讲一下这个 clothes 这个词的一个读音。很多同学呢会读成 clothes, 先去咬那个舌头然后再发那个字的声音，这是 clothes,的确非常的复杂，但是这也是正确的读法。But actually, there is a more convenient and more common ways of pronouncing this word, which used the z sound to replace the th and also the z sound. 更加平常的或者更加普遍的一种读法呢，就是干脆 th 这个音就不读了，直接过渡到 z 这个声音。所以 clothes, 我们也可以把它读成 clothes, 直接就是 clothes, that will be alright. If you're going to consult the Oxford English Dictionary, then theIPA is spelled in this way, it's clothes rather than clothes. No, that's a bit more complicated, though it's a right way of pronouncing the word. So clothes, 直接加一个字上就行。然后往后 to bread and beer. Bread 就是吃的东西，当然呢我们可以字面理解是面包和啤酒， which means the common daily food that you're going to consume every day. So bread and beer, 这也是一个固定的搭配。那么在读这句话的时候一定要注意断句的位置啊，你不能把它断成叫 housing and clothes to bread and beer, then that will be wrong. So you're going to say ranging from housing and clothes to bread and beer. Ranging from housing and clothes, 你可以升上去，然后 to bread and beer, 最后降下来，用这样的一个断句的方式呢，文章也就读得更加的清楚一些了。香港呢的确是一个非常昂贵居住的城市啊，因为它的这个租房的价格非常的高，而且因为它是一个港岛，所以呢它的服务业刚才我们提到类似像 clothes and also your food, your beverage, everything you're going to buy there is quite expensive. However, compared to Luanda, the capital of Angola last year, why that was the first city topping the list?Simply is because Angola was a war-torn country. War-torn, 这是一个固定的搭配，叫做饱受战乱影响的国家。所以在那里那个 expat, 他们在那里生活应该来付的很多的成本，比如说你的饮用水可能为了要有 pure water and hygiene water, then you need to spend a lot of money there. However, Hong Kong this year, when the business is booming and everything is getting better, then living costs over there as an expat,It's quite expensive. 那么在香港工作生活的确不是一件便宜的事情。当然了，在北京在上海估计也好不到哪里去， quite expensive though as well. 但是呢这些大城市当中也承载着更多的商业的机会，也是我们每一个年轻人可能施展自己抱负更大的舞台。So it's actually a bigger stage and it has more opportunities for young people.It has the pros and cons living in those big cities, metropolitan cities.It only depends on you kind of how to see this problem and how you become strong, or you have the strength, or you try everything you can to grasp the every opportunity to grow yourself. And among which that you need to learn English well, right? So that's why a lot of people would like to subscribe our program every morning and improve their language proficiency.那么城市很大，机会也很多，抓住每一个能够让自己成长起来的可能，让自己的青春不再虚度，让自己的人生也不再会有遗憾。 Alright, 这就是我们今天给大家讲解的这篇新闻。两种方式跟我们相互互动和交流，分别是在新浪微博和公共微信当中搜索教书匠小夏。同时呢，在公共微信当中我们现在正在去重新刊登已经被阅读500万人次的我专门去写的英语学习方法论的文集，叫做我的英语小传。So hope that you can learn something from the articles we write to help you to improve your English from the methods, from the fundamental methodology. 通过这种最基础的方法论和你意识的改变，让你的英语变得更加的事半功倍。All right, thank you very much for listening to our program and see you guys next time. Bye for now. Hong Kong is back in top spot as the most expensive city to live in the world as an expat, according to research.The city of skyscrapers had dropped to second place last year behind Luanda, the capital of Angola. But it now heads the Asia-dominated list again,
according to the 24th Annual Cost of Living Survey carried out by advisory firm Mercer. The survey covers costs ranging from housing and clothes to bread and beer.